I've been told it's against the law to spank with a spoon. We're having to enter the discipline stage soon, talking about levels of discipline. We don't want to be accused of child abuse. How big is that spoon? How hard is the spoon, and how hard are you swinging the spoon? I mean, this is one of those things where, you know, Scripture's got the, I've got a few of them here, the spoil the rod, you know. So yeah, spoil the rod. Yeah, spare the rod and spoil the child. Proverbs 13:24, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. And I think that you do not have to use, I don't think Scripture is saying you have to use the neutral object, but it's certainly saying it can be done, and it can be done effectively, and it can be done in a controlled manner. If you or your husband has any tendency toward loss of control, do not use another object. If you are using an object in complete control and you understand what is not ultimately harmful to your child but sends a clear message, then you certainly can do that. And I would not worry about what my culture says about it. You know, I don't know that I would take pictures of it and put it on my blog, you know. But you know, and certainly, of course, with child services and foster care and all that kind of stuff, that becomes a much bigger issue.